This is working well. I pushed a button for the theme song and no theme song.
This is Bill Apter from OneWrestling.com, and I listen to the Bored Wrestling Fan.
JT, you starting us off?
Oh, I guess. So here we are. Okay,
well,
so
I mean, you sort of you pay for this, you own it.
Well, you know, we could anyone can chime in at any moment. Are we all here yet?
Me and you.
It's just what the hell? Hey, welcome everybody. This is the Showbro podcast featuring me and the coaster.
Oh, this is starting off great.
We're missing everybody. Joe, no, we have no soundboard because Joe disappeared. I'm battling a hangover because parade day. Yay!
Oh, you did go?
Oh yeah.
Oh nice. Yeah. I stayed home and played video games all day.
Ah, well, you live like an hour away, so I can understand.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah,
I'm doing my drinking now.
Yeah, I did it all yesterday. So, what's up, everybody? Oh, wait, just you and me. I couldn't even get the site to load up to log in, so I don't even know if we're even broadcasting live. So,
oh, Jesus.
Damn you. Damn you, people.
This is going to be the lost episode.
No, this is like the episode where G did it. G and another person did it. So, yeah, we're broadcasting.
Oh, good.
We're broadcasting.
G, you there?
Okay. We'll see for how long.
Awesome. Yay, G. Everybody, G.
I have one bar. I have one bar of signal strength. If it disconnects, it disconnects.
We're just having a boatload of fun, and everything's going just perfectly right today, G. So we're talking about like the last episode where it was you and Pite Noir.
We're filling dead air as best as possible.
Yeah.
Well, I already made the show, so even if I'm only here for one more minute, I still made it.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about attention. We're just talking about the one episode. We're making this the last episode.
What's Joe's excuse?
He overslept. He should be back in a few minutes. He just had to get everything started, and of course left it to me and Coaster to start things off. And
he sniffed a wine cork last night, so he's really hungover today.
Who, me or Joe?
Likely Joe. I just saw him complaining about something. And oh no, I lost an hour of sleep. My life is over. It's like, shut up.
Actually,
yeah, hell of a lot worse.
I didn't. I didn't lose an hour of sleep. I slept like 10 hours last night.
There you go. I didn't, but I'm here. I got terrible connection where I am. So, like I said, it's awful. I won't be able to watch The Walking Dead tonight probably either, which sucks. Pretty bitter.
Yeah.
I always have to watch it a day after anyways, because we downgraded our cable, so we just bought the season on Amazon.
Okay. I gotta download everything. That takes about 8 hours or something before I can convert it into a file. Like I said, the internet is terrible here, so as I've been finding out over the weekend. I'm downloading Saturday Night Live. I might be able to watch it on Monday.
Well, I think the connection is so bad there is because like Jericho said last night, Canada stinks.
Might be. I didn't watch that.
Oh, he went full heel on Canada.
Yeah, glorified house show.
Oh yeah, house show was house show. That's
nice. That's what I read. I knew it wasn't worth watching.
It was.
I heard Jack Swagger showed up. So
yeah, to defend Canada. Was on there. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, that's Yeah, but I mean that's an indicator that you've already wasted your time turning the power on the television. It's Jack Swagger's on it. That's how you know.
And Wade Barrett did things. Because house show.
Yep. I saw a lot of people complaining that outcomes were logical and predictable. Huh. They're mad. Apparently, Ambrose was supposed to tear off Triple H's head, shit down his throat, and reattach it using super glue that he stole from Sabu. But I don't know.
I thought he was doing that.
That's what I hear. Yeah, apparently. Well, I don't know if it made it through customs or not.
That match was actually pretty good, though. It had me going for a bit.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a good match. You know, I mean, I didn't expect the work to be poor. It's just the outcomes. I mean, it was just simple. It's like, we have a host show. We got nothing better going on. Hey, let's put it on the network. And Triple H will defend his title at least once before he drops the reins at WrestleMania. That all makes sense. It writes itself, really. That's fine. It doesn't have to be not predictable. It's just when people complain about it. That's like really? Really?
Enzo and Cass got a huge pop, though. Dash and Dawson.
Yeah, I watched that. I had a buffer it. I enjoyed that. It took me half an hour to watch 10 minutes, though.
Dead air.
Yay, dead live radio.
Oh, I think I got dropped.
No, you're fine. I can hear you. You're still here. Or maybe you can't hear us. We can hear you.
I can hear you. I just heard a weird click and then there was no sound. So
yeah.
I thought, oh, maybe I got dropped. Or maybe the British are coming. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No noise.
Yeah. We're just hitting them out of the ballpark this week.
Do they have daylight savings in England?
I have no idea.
Maybe you thought there was no show today.
Penguin.
I have no fear. I'm back.
Fine.
We weren't scared. We're kind of enjoying it.
Yeah, all the dead air. I was listening for a couple of minutes there. I was about to eat. And I put my headphones on and I was going to eat real quick before I jumped in. And then it's like, oh, hey, dead air. And I didn't even watch Roadblock. So.
I was about 5 minutes. We were having technical difficulties wondering why the hell was weird click noises on your end.
Yeah, I hit mute on the one computer, so maybe that's what you heard. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that'll do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched like the main event of Roadblock, and that was about it. Just because, like, that's when I got home from getting my tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for what it was, I mean, you know, glorified house show. It was enjoyable. It was something, you know, it was something to watch. It was the best episode of Raw I've seen in a long time.
That was the consensus I saw on like Facebook and Twitter and stuff. Was like, hey, you know, this is what Raw would be like without commercials.
Yeah. Or a 20-minute authority promo.
Right. It must have been you that posted that then, because that was exactly what it said.
Oh, it was something that I think I retweeted something along like those lines last night.
Right.
I can't remember who the hell it was, though.
I know
it might have been the WWE creative humor.
Yeah, I think that might have been it. I know I saw it somewhere. Because I was out until, like I said, I got home just at the start of the main event. And even then, I was like half asleep, falling asleep on my couch. Like, fuck. Woke up and I saw Triple H won. I'm like, okay, cool. So Roman Reigns is going to be at WrestleMania.
Well, of course.
Well, no, I read a rumor somewhere that because he actually had nasal surgery, which is why they wrote him off TV.
Well, he had a deviated septum. I mean, it wasn't anything serious.
Right, but they said they weren't sure if he was going to be back by WrestleMania, and the alternate plan was Dean Ambrose to win the title and defend against Triple H and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Obviously, that's not the case. So that means Roman Reigns will be fine and probably be back on Raw tomorrow night.
Fuck boy wins, lol.
Yep.
But at least I make him look strong.
Yeah, so I woke up at 1 o'clock today. I said, fuck, man, I gotta get up and I gotta still feed my cats, which means I gotta go to the store and buy cat food. And then I gotta get home and I gotta turn my other computer back on because it fucking restart itself. And then I come in here and I start getting everything set up and it's like, oh, look, the fucking Xbox controller program didn't save its fucking settings. So I had to reprogram all that shit. And then it's like, okay, well, I still have other shit I have to do and it's almost 2 o'clock. But yeah, I'm here through the whole show today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're good. So you don't have to worry about your phone not having this.
I was almost worried that you didn't have it.
I had it.
I even tried getting my old phone, but I've got my old phone sitting here, and I can't get it connected to the Wi-Fi, so I can turn the app on. So I'm like, fuck.
That's what I originally tried to do, was hook up an old phone with a soundboard app to my board, but I could not get it loud enough, so I just kept the laptop hooked up and plugged the Xbox controller into it and mapped the buttons to the Xbox controller. Yay, tech talk.
No, it's...
geek talk.
Random, four guys talking about random shit for an hour.
You know, I got a message the other day on Facebook and somebody said, yeah, you know, I tried listening to the Bored Wrestling Fan, but you guys don't fucking stay on topic. Like, that's kind of the point.
Off the rails.
Like, that's kind of the point.
It's freeform.
Yeah. I hate, oh, we've got to talk about, we have to talk about, we have to, no, why? Fucking say what we talked about, we want to talk about, man.
Well, that was the question, was how many podcasts do you do, and do any of them stay on topic? Like, no. One podcast is supposed to be about wrestling, but we talk about whatever the fuck we want. And then the other podcast is about local music, but we talk about whatever the fuck we want locally.
I barely stay on topic in just regular conversations in everyday life.
Yeah. I just got a text. It says, ooh, baby. And then another text, like 45 minutes later, it says, wrong person. Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? We're going to sit here and talk about wrestling for 2 fucking hours? WWE can't stay on wrestling for 2 fucking hours. Seriously, try watching Raw. See how much wrestling's actually in Raw.
3 matches.
Yeah. I don't even have show notes pulled up, man. I'm like so far behind right now. I'll get there. So much shit going on. And I overslept. But I got my Master of Puppets tattoo.
Nice.
This is 219 we're on?
Yep.
No, sure.
All right, click. That's what we're looking for. Apparently G sent me a voice message.
Yeah, I couldn't connect.
Oh, okay. Well, you're connected now, so I guess I don't have to listen to that.
For now. No, seriously, it could be for now. I have 1 bar of access. Ooh, I got 2 now. That's the best I've had in 5 days.
Yeah, I just got the Kinect for the Xbox One in the mail the other day. I haven't had a chance to hook it up yet. I could probably do Skype on there if I so felt like doing so. Yay, dead air again. Even with me back. We need noise.
That's what happens when you mention Xbox One and Skype.
Yeah, I guess.
I've never done that. Get dead air.
Yeah.
As long as you're within 2 feet of your Xbox One, you'll be able to connect. It's all good. Got 2 feet, though. That's it.
My router is right next to my Xbox One, so I should be all right.
It's your headset, not your router.
Headset. I don't even have one of those for my Xbox.
And you won't be able to connect. Yay!
Well, I have the Kinect, so do I even need a headset with that?
Yeah, well, unless you want it to sound god awful.
Well, I'm sure the sound would be good. I wouldn't do the podcast through that. I don't know. I probably won't use the Skype anyway.
The whole time. Yeah, if you want feedback the whole time,
I probably won't use Skype on there anyway.
Yeah, like I said, unless you have headphones, it's gonna sound awful.
Yeah, I have a cell phone with Skype on it, and I have actually I don't even know if I have Skype on my phone, but I at least have it on my computers, all three of them.
The Skype works okay on a phone, it's because it works differently.
It works good, pretty good on mine, because I've done what? Actually, it called when you called today, it called on my phone, didn't even call me here. And then, I've done the show a few times from Skype on my, wait, was it from Skype on my phone? I'm not 100% sure if that was Skype on my phone or you just calling me, so, but yeah, I've done it.
I know when I did the show from my phone, you guys called me.
Well, I'm not sure if this year you called me, you got a hold of me through Skype, or if you just called my phone, so I'm not sure.
That's right, when you were in the Thousand Islands. Somebody's breathing heavy today.
Yeah.
Is that Lord Vader?
Man, I think this daylight savings thing is throwing us the fuck off. I was listening to last year's show from Daylight Savings, and Mark was late because he thought it was an hour later.
I was mentioning that before you came back on. Do they even have daylight savings in England?
I think it's after ours.
Hey, let's
time travel.
Yeah, I was listening back to last year's, and it was back when Fat Ass was on the show.
Well, who's that?
Yeah, who is that? Is he here? I hear him.
Popcorn.
I hear Extra Dressed Ruffles is here.
Oh, no, guys. Sorry I'm late. I was... I had to go pick up some more chips.
Yeah. He was on last year, and he pretty much, like... Everybody else was like, fuck, man, this fucking extra hour we lost, and he's just like, on. I'm like, damn, that would have been kind of useful. Hey, I just got the notification that JT's trying to get a hold of Mark.
Well, I figure someone should message.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's got to be responsible, I suppose.
Yeah.
He saw it. It said seen by Mark. So
hopefully he'll jump on and we'll be able to get him on the podcast. I'm waiting for him.
Live radio.
Yes, live radio. Hooray.
Oh, wait. Message. Oh, he didn't know it was this week. He's coming. He's coking on now.
Well, I mean, you got to get woken up somehow. Might as well do some coke.
Yeah, right. That might make this show more interesting. Then nobody will give
a coked up noise would just be fucking brilliant.
Nobody will give a shit that we're, that we don't talk about wrestling. Oh, there he is.
Hey.
Yeah.
Good morning. Or is it like late evening for you? I was going to say it's evening. Don't worry, I overslept. Missed the first like 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, it's only 10 minutes.
We didn't even intro. He played the intro and just played through it. Coaster goes, are you going to say something to me? Because it was just me and at Coaster to start the show. I'm like, fuck it.
Well, I figured, you know, rules of seniority and everything. You should probably... you should take point.
Well, conveniently enough, about 20 minutes is when I started watching Roadblock as well. I missed the first 20 to 30 minutes and ended up watching it live because I had nothing better to do.
You started earlier than I did.
I take it you just haven't watched it at all.
No, I caught the Triple H match because that's when I got home.
It was like there was an hour left in the show when that match starts. I'm like, no way. It ended half an hour early or so.
Yeah, I don't even know when it ended because I dozed off on the couch and woke up. Triple H had won, and I'm like, all right, let me put
two
on this.
2.5 hours.
Yeah, let me put on this Nashville Predators game, and then I fell asleep watching that.
And I saw somebody was complaining about Edge and Christian talking in the main event. I actually read that. That's the best part, though. As funny as that is, I did read somebody, Jay Brown, complaining about that.
It was awesome. It was nice for Edge and Christian to be back in the main event, I guess.
Time travel match.
Yeah, I fucking fell asleep, woke up, put on the Predators game, fell asleep watching that, woke up, it was 2-0 Vancouver, and I'm like, all right. Like, where the fuck did the girl go? And I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to bed.
And the only thing that I found disappointing from last night was finding out that Budio's box doesn't contain any cereal. It's just a t-shirt in there.
Yeah, I really love the box. It would be so amazing if it had cereal, too.
Because I want to make sure I ain't Booty.
Exactly. Hey, has WWE ever actually produced a cereal? I don't know if they have.
Did they produce food outside of the ice cream bars?
That's a good question. I don't know if they have. I mean, obviously, you know, we've had superstars promoting cereal. In, like, Hulk Hogan did Honey Nut Cheerios and John Cena did Lucky Charms, or not Lucky Charms, Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
But Cheerios to the Rock.
Right. We had those, but I don't know if we've had, like, you know, and obviously Rock and Mick Foley doing Chef Boyardee commercials and shit, but I don't know if we've ever actually had any
WWF Superstars.
Was that a breakfast cereal?
Yeah.
That sounds.
Yeah, wasn't it kind of like a generic Captain Crunch, almost like a like the Mr. T cereal?
Never eat it, but yeah, looks like it. I remember it now that I see it. I remember seeing ads for this when I was a kid.
I'm surprised that
Rock and Roll Wrestling era.
I'm surprised they didn't do any real like food or anything like that outside, you know, during the Attitude Era. Attitude Era. I don't know why I keep saying Attitude Area lately.
It's a lot more sexy.
I guess.
That's where Sheamus accosts and rapes you. Good times.
Fella.
He's coming for you, literally, Joe. Don't slip.
I did pull up the show notes here. Let's see. Where are we? There's Hulk Hogan eating ice cream in our show notes. It's in JT land. Anyway. Let's see. Upcoming. I'm just now looking at this. These show notes. Upcoming
shows.
Yeah,
you're going to have to update half of it this week. Have fun.
Yay! Let's see. We've got April 3rd, WrestleMania preview. April 190th, Postmania, Raw Fallout. No interview guests, please. Okay. All right. Anyway.
Published. It's probably the only week we'll ever actually have anything wrestling to talk about, Mania and Raw. So fuck guests.
I'm actually off the night after WrestleMania, and the night of WrestleMania. 4-day weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's how much you love wrestling. You got the day off.
I was gonna ask for WrestleMania Sunday off, and then the girl that works my nights off wanted the weekend after off. So I said, so she said, you know, how about I work Monday and Tuesday and you can work that weekend? And I said, yeah, that's fine. And then, or no, she said Tuesday and Wednesday. And then when I saw her, she's like, crap, you know, I'm going to see Disturbed that Tuesday night. So I hope I could get here on time after. I said, hey, do you want to switch Monday and Tuesday? Because that way I could stay home and watch Raw the night after WrestleMania and you could go to Disturbed and not have to worry about coming to work after. So I kind of lucked out. I got a 4-day weekend, WrestleMania weekend. Who's recording this show in a wind tunnel?
I think it's G.
I think it is too.
Recording it where?
In a wind tunnel. it sounds like you're in a wind tunnel. Like
no wind? No. Yeah. No wind here. Just silence.
Ah, silence.
Like the crowd at Raw.
Ooh.
And the Canadians.
It was a Chicago crowd on Raw this week, too. How bad does your show have to be for them to be silent?
First, yeah, for McMahon to shut down a CM Punk chant in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
He's just great. Just acknowledge them and they shut up.
Yeah.
Why are you here, goddammit? The fans just kind of look at each other and say, yeah, that's a good point, and they all leave.
Yeah, he.
It was funny when he at least conducted the asshole chants for a few seconds.
Let's see how long this will go on, and then they stop. Not very long, I got it. Then they're like, okay, now what? CM Punk! CM Punk! He's like, oh, let's see how long this lasts. Yep, just like I thought, not very long.
Just like our interest for Roman Reigns.
Yes, very much God. So. Yeah. And people wonder why we don't talk about wrestling, because that means we got to talk about fucking Roman Reigns.
No, we don't. He's not been on the show in weeks.
I know, but still, he's in the main event of WrestleMania.
How dare they not have him on the show so I can't complain about him?
That's part of the reason he's not on the show.
Point that he did legitimately have no surgery for a pre-existing issue, but he could at least be cutting some promos or something.
Oh, we all know.
Or just punching bitches in the face. Just have him punch someone in the face.
He wasn't cutting promos, he was cutting lines.
Yeah. Just like Mark was apparently this morning. He said he was coking on the show.
That's true. Coke boy. Coke boy noise.
You posted in the group Facebook message that you were coking on the show.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. That's exactly what it says.
Yeah, in the group conversation. Let's see.
Yeah, we got it documented, buddy.
I didn't know it was this week coking on now.
That's exactly what it says.
That's the real reason you were late, weren't you? You were hitting bumps, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm training.
Like I said, noise on coke would make this show more interesting.
I'm gonna be the Hogan of England,
brother. Thought that was Rockstar Spud. Hey, you know what I watched this week? I watched the last match of Impact Wrestling.
Why?
Because it was supposed to be Kurt Angle's last match. Apparently, nobody else watched it. It was just me.
No, it's not. No, He's not on his last match. He's doing the weird pay-per-view with the other jabrones.
Yeah, but it was his
mixed martial art boxing. Right. Yeah, you got fucked. You got fooled, dude. You got swerved, dude.
Well, it was his last Impact Wrestling match.
Isn't he fighting with that?
Yep. So it's not his last match. Like I said, you got swerved.
Apparently nobody else tuned into this because it was like the lowest rating they've ever had on Pop.
That's really sad.
It's like, how the fuck does that work? I actually tuned into this fucking show and nobody else did. Like,
did they really heavily promote it as Angle's last match?
I tuned in a little bit last week, and they were like, or not last week, but 2 weeks ago, and they're like, oh, this is Kurt Angle's, you know, third to last match, and next week he's going to wrestle so-and-so, and then 2 weeks from now he's going to wrestle Lashley in his final TNA Impact match. Like, oh, okay, cool. And then I kept seeing them on, like, Instagram and Twitter posting, oh, Kurt Angle's last match on Impact Wrestling is tonight. Okay, I gotta make sure I watch this. Actually, you know what? I didn't catch it.
You can't take anything that TNA says seriously because they don't even know what they're doing.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, his last match was probably 6 months ago, and they're going to air it, you know, next week.
Yeah, I actually, now that I think about it, I actually was watching the replay of it. I wasn't watching it as during the first airing, so I didn't even count towards that. So nobody watched his last match.
Nobody watches TNA.
Yeah. What I didn't realize is Pop TV is one of the channels I can watch outside of my house on my with my Time Warner cable. So I was like, oh, cool, I can watch Impact. I can catch this Kurt Angle match.
You just said a sentence that nobody has ever said before.
Oh, cool. I can watch Impact Wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah, it started as a laugh and turned into a cough shit.
A cough shit?
Yeah, I just coughed shit all over my laptop.
Oh, I thought you coughed so hard you shit yourself.
That's what I was...
He coughed so hard that shit came out. Is what he was saying.
Never trust a cough.
I don't know why how shit is coming out of your mouth, but
it's the coke addiction.
Well, when you eat, it's that thing where you eat through your asshole and you shit through your mouth.
Ah, okay, like on South Park. I got you.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I remember that. I saw that episode.
This show is complete without South Park or Simpsons references.
Of course. Especially, that's all I've been doing lately is just watching random episodes of The Simpsons. Because now I can. I just go on SimpsonsWorld.com and hit random episode and...
I get tempted to and then it just makes me sad. I don't know if I'll ever really watch Simpsons again.
Well, it's not like it's just new episodes. It's all 27 seasons.
I know, but
seasons.
Even the old ones depress me because the new ones are so bad.
I don't know, you have to kind of watch them in like the context of the season because obviously it's changed a lot over the years. So if you see like an HD episode, it's like, okay, this one's not going to be as good as the old ones, but it's still going to be better than half the shit on TV. At least that's the way I look at it.
HD ruined television.
Yeah, pretty much. Somebody was talking about that the other day. They were talking about wrestling going into HD and how bad that made wrestling suck
It kind of did, but not because of that, but because that was why they got rid of Jim Ross, because he looks ugly.
Well, and somebody was saying, like, oh, you know, once WWE went into HD, you could see, like, the dimples on the divas' asses and shit, or, like, you know,
I saw something like that as well. People asking why they always wear nylons and tights and whatever, and it's like, so you can't see the dimples on the ass.
Right.
It's so they look good in HD.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that was the conversation I was having the other day was about, you know, HD TV, and you know what it was? It was on my other podcast because we were talking about the movie Volcano with Tommy Lee Jones from 1997. And how bad that looked when I watched it in standard definition. Because how bad the special effects were in 1997.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine if I watched that in high definition how bad that would look.
You watched it in HD and then your eyes melted because Tommy Lee Jones looks like shit.
That and the special effects would be even worse, I think. Because I went on to talk about, like... The Wizard of Oz and like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, if you're watching those movies in high definition or even on DVD, because they weren't made for that level of quality to watch them on. You could just tell everything's fake. Especially The Wizard of Oz, as soon as it comes...
Not fake, predetermined.
As soon as Dorothy walks through the door into Oz and everything's in color, it's just like, hey, look, everything's plastic.
It was all a work.
Yeah. But then it's like, oh, okay, well, I can still watch this because the storytelling's still good. Unlike WWE in HD.
Pay no attention to the man in Cruella position.
It's so hard not.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah, it's... You know, when the storytelling's good, you can ignore stuff like obvious green screen, you know, and shit like that. But when it's WWE, it's like, oh, man, at least the production values are all right.
Yeah, I had a friend who was surprised that Spider-Man walks up walls by just crawling and they turn the footage sideways.
I don't know
what they thought happened.
They really thought Tobey Maguire was climbing walls?
Oh, I bet he could. I mean, it was a documentary.
Well, There's people that think that Tobey Maguire was actually could actually act.
Right.
That's why you know it's a movie, because he can't act, so it has to be real life.
Yeah, right. That's why they thought he could climb up the side of buildings.
And beat Macho Man? Come on, really?
Yeah. He didn't beat Macho Man, he beat Bonesaw McGraw. Yeah. You know, I own that movie on DVD and I've never opened it.
Wow.
We got it like dirt cheap, me and my ex-wife, and she was like, oh, when are we going to watch Spider-Man? I'm like, I don't want to fucking watch Spider-Man.
You know, I have bought things just because they're dirt cheap, but I do at least watch them.
Yeah, no, I don't seem to do that very often. I'll buy something that's dirt cheap and I'll be like, yeah, I'll get around to watching it later.
I'm actually looking at a couple DVDs right now that are just like that. Got them because they're cheap. It's like, oh, I'll watch that eventually, and they're still in the, you know, cellophane. Like, one standing out right now is Ernest Scared Stupid.
All right, I just took two DVDs off my shelf that are still in the package. Have not opened them yet. One is Kurt Angle, Champion, 2-disc set from Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. And TNA, Cross the Line,
I'm not surprised at all that it is just TNA DVDs.
Three full-length pay-per-view events, Victory Road, Hard Justice, and No Surrender. I don't even know what year they are. It just says 2008. They came in the brown bag special when I went to a TNA house show.
I've heard those brown bags are pretty cool.
Is that where they put, you know, the TNA products in a brown paper bag so nobody knows that you bought TNA merch so you're not embarrassed?
No, it actually says TNA right on the bag. It's got the big
logo
on it.
I thought it was like when you buy, like, you know, dildos online or something.
No. Also on that same shelf is Watchmen, still in the package, which is a good movie. I just haven't gotten around to watching it since I bought it.
Well, now we still don't know who watches the Watchmen.
Yeah,
that deserves a buzzer.
Yes, it does. You're right. I was gonna say that. I got the brown bag special from TNA, and it had the DVDs. It had an amazing red action figure and an Impact Wrestling T-shirt, and I think it came with like the program or something for the show. It's like, okay, cool. Like, what the hell am I going to do with an amazing red action figure? What's that?
I wonder if they ever sold any of their Dixie Carter action figures.
They'd probably throw them in the brown bag. Like, we're getting rid of these. You know what? I think the Amazing Red was in there because he was leaving TNA at the time. So they're like, okay, we got to get rid of these.
They actually just recently put out an AJ Styles DVD.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't stop them. They sold those Sting gloves for a while afterwards, too.
Well, yeah, you got to remember, Mark, this is you've, way back in the olden days before they were on, like, but when they first went to Spike TV, they used to brag about everybody that walked through their doors at one time. They were showing highlights of Chris Rock in the first episode, hyping up TNA like 4 years after he was in his only appearance. So they like to be like, oh, yeah, we had this guy and this guy and this guy. Yeah, he came in for one episode, but. He's one of us.
Hey, remember when that baseball player was on our show?
Yeah.
Like Giggles, I did actually load up the website, and there is that AJ DVD is right there massively. And there's also a Kurt Angle farewell section. You can buy a poster for $30, or you can spend $40 and get the poster, a t-shirt, and a bunch of other shit. Just pay the extra $10.
I know, right? Well, this is the funny thing about it is you remember when Hulk Hogan signed with TNA, they had just released a WWE DVD of Hulk Hogan.
Oh, wasn't that the burial that stopped with the advert was like from a fat kid called Terry Bollea?
No, I don't recall that. But what happened was they were advertising it. Then Hulk announces he's signing with TNA, and then they advertised it like for like 15 seconds a show. Because they were trying not to promote Hulk Hogan because he was in TNA. And now TNA, like AJ Styles goes to WWE and they're like, hey, remember AJ Styles? Somebody please pay attention to us. He used to wrestle here, you know. Here, watch his stuff.
You can still buy a Samuel Shaw t-shirt and it just says creepy bastard on it. Who buys a t-shirt that says creepy bastard on it?
I would.
Yeah, I probably would too.
just for the novelty.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Trying to find me that Dixie Carter doll. Oh, it's an action figure. It's not a doll. I don't want fanboys complaining at me.
You just got to go to the fucking, the Overstock stores. You know, like over here we have, like, Big Lots you could go to, and they have, like, all the shit that the big retailers didn't sell.
For some reason, searching Dixie Carter brings up a poster for Bound for Glory 4, Hardcore Justice 2010, and Slammiversary 2012. And used turnbuckles that are $500.
Fuck, man. You could buy new turnbuckles for less than that.
If Dixie Carter's face had been smashed into them, I might consider it.
Yeah.
Because I'm an awful person.
You go on High Spots and probably buy turnbuckles for less than that. Brand new.
Or the chunk of the table that she went through.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did sell that.
I'm surprised they didn't put out a Team 3D DVD right away after they came back to WWE.
Well, WWE did sell the canvas from one of the WrestleManias.
They did. That was WrestleMania 12.
They turned it into about 1,000 pieces.
Yeah, they sold it as part of a plaque with a picture of Shawn Michaels on it.
The Dixie Carter action figure has 181 ratings but zero reviews. It's rated 4 stars.
Yeah, 180 of those were Dixie Carter.
And the other one was EC3.
Yeah. So one thing I've noticed about Impact Wrestling is that, like, EC3 has actually become a pretty big star there for, you know, such a small company. He's pretty over, at least in the UK, because that's where all the shows I just watched came from. So, hey, man, good for him. WWE really fucked up on him.
Oh, wow, you can still buy a Jay Lethal figure.
Shit.
It's $3.60.
Hasn't he been, like, ROH World Champion for over a year now?
Yeah.
And he was the TV champion for, like, 2 years before that?
Yep. And you can buy an Eric Young and Kevin Nash bundle.
Shit.
For $4.
For $4?
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Shit, I got $4.
Yeah, because I just paid the bill today.
I didn't even notice.
It was due today. It was due.
Okay, yeah.
They set you the money, like,
he's paid it so often, he knows when the payment's due.
I will get on that. Actually, I already paid it, so it just goes back into the fund.
Yeah, but the brown bag does have TNA written in massive letters.
Yeah.
So there's no hiding it's from TNA.
I actually just put the brown bag down in my basement. It was somewhere in the studio.
You get $100 of stuff for $20. That's pretty good.
And this is why they can't make money.
Oh, wow, you can buy a Jeff Hardy NASCAR replica truck.
There was a Jeff Hardy...
little one.
There was a Jeff Hardy NASCAR truck?
Yep.
For them to make a replica of?
Wait a minute, they had a deal with NASCAR?
Well, didn't one of the NASCAR drivers wrestle there?
Probably.
Like Hermie Sadler or some shit like that?
Who hasn't wrestled there?
Or was that the country singer that wrestled there? I don't know who the fuck
both.
These people are.
I think the country singer wrestled the race car driver.
You might be right. With the baseball and the baseball player was the manager of one of those guys, I think.
No, the baseball player was the ref, and the winner got the was TNA champion.
Yeah, that sounds like the early days of TNA.
And it was on a pole too. The title was on a pole.
And meanwhile, there's a midget jerking off in a trash can. Yeah, that's the early days of TNA, all right.
That sounds like most of the TNA I watched, too, I came in late.
By the way, guys, TNA must be coming back to the U.S. because Jeff Hardy returns next week.
Yay.
My favorite TNA thing is how he's conveniently injured every single year.
Yeah. Yep, and he just before they go to Europe too. Darn. If R-Truth was a bigger star, WWE would probably do that before they go to Canada. Or Europe. That's why R-Truth was
allowed outside the country.
That's why when all the WWE stars were in Europe and stuck there because of that volcano or whatever, that's why R-Truth was the only one on Raw.
Hey, but R-Truth has been here before. It was in England where he smoked on TV and they started chanting that's illegal at him.
That's right.
And someone misconstrued it and thought they were chanting that's a N-word at him.
Jeez, of course.
Because they didn't understand it properly. Fucking dumbasses.
Yeah. English accents aren't that hard to decipher.
It's surprising that Jeff Hardy can't get into England, but Kurt Angle can. Is the difference that Jeff Hardy went to prison?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, you're right. I know Truth wasn't allowed into Canada at one point. I don't know if maybe they got all those issues taken care of with him.
Maybe he's allowed here, but just not in Canada.
Maybe. Who knows? And now he wants to be Goldust's tag team partner.
Yeah, because they've switched the roles on that.
Yeah. And then Mark Henry ate the pizza.
That was a terrible looking pizza.
Because anytime there's food on WWE television, Mark Henry needs to be there.
Well, he's fat. It was either him or Kevin Owens.
Right.
In fact, I'm surprised that they didn't feud over the pizza.
Shit. Leading to a WrestleMania match, winner gets the pizza.
Oh, God.
Pizza on a pole match.
No, they'll bring in Tostinos and have Tostinos on a pole match.
Right, exactly.
And bring in Subway and the pole is just one giant Subway sub.
Well, you know,
I want to see that match.
That's how Natalya stays healthy on the road.
Garbage meat.
yoga mats. Mmm.
I don't give a shit. I still eat Subway.
These gym mats.
I still eat Subway. It's like the only fucking place where you go up to the counter and order that I'll actually eat. It's still healthier than Burger King. Even if it is yoga mats in the fucking bread.
They're the best tasting yoga mats I've ever had, though.
There's very little meat in these yoga mats.
That's the closest thing I'm going to come to actually doing yoga.
Oh, come on. Get you some DDP yoga. Come on. Own it.
Feel the bang.
Oh, I don't what's the word? Exercise. That's it.
Yeah, you do. You do 12-ounce curls.
Oh, yeah. That's just more, recreation.
So that's what you do, man. You sign up for Daily Burn, and like they have the exercises where it's like, oh, you could just use like a can or something if you don't have, if you don't have actual weights, right? And then you just exercise with the beer cans. And
how are you supposed to get those sweet gains, bro?
And then when you're done, when it's time for a water break, instead of water, you just open up the cans and drink.
Well, right now I am drinking Bud Light, so it is pretty much.
Whoa. You upgraded. You went from PBR to Bud Light? Or is that a downgrade?
Upgrade, fuck that. That's a downgrade for me.
That's an upgrade for most people, man. PBR is fucking shit.
It wasn't that
you
bad yesterday.
You uncultured swine. How dare you?
I was drinking it yesterday. It wasn't that bad. I had Pounders. I was drinking
like
Pounders.
Going from piss to drinking slightly more potent piss.
if you could find PBR in a bottle, drink as much of it as possible because that's hard to come by, and it is like fucking champagne. It is delightful.
Trying to think if I've had PBR in a bottle or if they serve them in cans here.
I've only encountered a couple of bars around here that have it. It seems like a rare commodity.
I'm pretty sure that every time I've had it, it's been in a can, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I can't fucking drink PBR.
You could have just ended that sentence at drink.
Well, that's sort of true.
He can't drink either. All you got to do is pop a beer in front of him and he falls over 10 minutes later.
That seems to be the running gag around here. No, I can drink like I could drink like a tall boy and I'm good. I'm not drunk, but I feel all right, you know. And that's all I need. I don't need to drink. I don't need to get drunk. I just need to feel okay.
I like to get to where I need to be and then just level off. It's all about maintenance after that.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, beer talk. Yay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of drinking, is Steve Austin actually going to be at WrestleMania?
I'm going to say probably.
I would imagine so.
I mean, it's in Texas. It's WrestleMania. I mean, you know, it might just be, you know, opening promo or something like that, but, you know, it's almost a guarantee that he's going to be there. There's no reason that he wouldn't.
I don't think there's still any real word on what Rock is doing.
He's apparently hosting, because that worked so well in WrestleMania 27.
Oh, sweet, we're getting thrice in a lifetime. He's going to come out, complain that Cena isn't there, and they'll set up a match for next year.
Yay, and then I'll be like, fuck that, I'm not going to Orlando for that shit. I already went to New York for it.
Well, by that time, I'll have most of the TNA roster.
Yeah, it looks like it. And they'll all have feuded with Baron Corbin.
So he's hosting it this year, you said? So basically, here's the three matches that everybody wants to see get bumped off the card to the pre-show. And so Rock can do a 45-minute promo to start?
Pretty much.
Shane and Taker will be on the pre-show.
Fuck no. I don't want... The pre-show match is actually the matches people want to see, not that fucking shit. That's going to be like the last hour and a half.
That's going to be one of the matches that's on during The Walking Dead.
I hope so.
Because it's a match that a lot of people actually do want to see, I think. Just to see if Shane does anything super fucking crazy. Like, gets out of the Hell in a Cell.
Mid-40s now.
He's get out of the Hell in a Cell, climb to the top of the cell, jump up, grab onto the scoreboard, climb himself up there, and jump all the way to the floor.
Oh, there were people who were actually curious about how they'd put the cell up, considering the scoreboard is there, and that can't be removed.
Yeah.
He's going to do a shooting star press off of that.
Yeah, something crazy is going to happen. So this is a 1-hour finale, or is it a 2-hour finale for The Walking Dead?
I don't know yet.
I would imagine it would be 2.
I know that it's going to be a special one because it's only going to be a 1-hour. I mean, it's only going to be a one-time airing it's not a one-time airing of the episode. I think it's going to be completely uncensored, and then every airing after I'm hearing this. There's something special about this episode. It's going to be. I think there's probably going to be some fuck bombs dropped.
So anybody that's listening to the show that's planning on coming over for WrestleMania, will get you the tablet with The Walking Dead airing on it, so you can watch both. If anybody coming over is going to be watching The Walking Dead. I don't know that anybody that's planning on being here is going to or not, but I actually put out an invitation to a few friends. I said, hey, if you guys are coming over for WrestleMania, feel free to jump in on the podcast for the fuck of it. So, might be crazy that week, as it often tends to be. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mark, you got a break song for us?
No.
It's your break song week.
Fine, well.
Oh, what the fuck?
I'm sitting here with the document open.
Dude,
there's no break song.
I've been ill all week. I am barely keeping track of anything.
To fix
that, right? Oh, I'll find something. It's like 20 minutes. No, there isn't. I came in 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, I guess we'll keep talking while he figures out.
You got one? I'll just put the link in quick. I just loaded up YouTube and looked up the things I just listened to recently, so when I find where to put it, I get it's Melancholy by Iced Earth. And where the fuck does it go now? Fuck's sake.
Oh, we'll get it one way or another.
I'll put it in Skype. Cool. There it is. Yeah, there we go. No, that's... Wait, yeah. No, that's the image. Fuck's
no. The name of the song is Mark is Easily Confused by Mark. Yeah.
I've got it.
Very much so.
I've got it. Here it is. Melancholy Iced Earth. As soon as it decides it wants to play on Ford Wrestling Fan. We're organized! Hooray!
Yeah!
Here's music.
Waiting.
Live radio.
Best song ever. Hey, it's the sound of the crowd at Raw.
Does Joe not know this isn't playing?
I think Joe's left and he's not realized it's not playing.
Yeah.
He's going to come back in 5 minutes and hear us talking, wonder what the fuck happened.
I actually just realized that that's not playing for you guys. Because I heard you guys talking. It's playing through my headphones, but it's not playing, like, on the show. I didn't... Give me a second, I'll get it. Fuck. It's my setup. It plays some shit from this computer, but not all of it. Through the board. So I could hear it, you guys couldn't, and the listeners couldn't, so cool. All right, we'll get this. Hold on. Hooray. Live radio!
I'm too sober for this.
Yeah. Okay, I'm fucking typing here. It's not fucking letting me go. It's not letting me type the I. okay, that's why my numbers lock is on for some reason. Which is affecting me typing letters. I hooray! Yay! This is awesome. We're doing great today.
Well, apparently this is awesome. Did start as a sarcastic chant, so it would be appreciated here.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is awesome.
And now we wait for it to load. Fucking radio. Any second now. It's coming. Just gotta click the button. Here's music. Right now. Nice. Any second now. Here it is.
Sadness go away. Come back another day. For years I've tried to teach that there is a beauty. Empty too I have become. For them I must die. A sad and troubled race, an ungrateful, troubled place. See the sadness in their eyes. Thank you.
And now we wait for the ad to play. Because I was totally prepared for the show today. Anyway.
It's gonna... back. Did I miss anything?
Just waiting for this ad to play. Hooray. Live radio. I was trying to put it in the soundboard and it wouldn't go back into the soundboard. And I just figured out why a second ago. Come on. Any second now. Hooray, radio. This is great. NWA Parade of Champions, March 29th at the Ridgely Theater in Fort Worth. How's that?
And you wanted him to pay you for it.
Yeah. It doesn't even fucking want to play itself. Oh.
How can we go from everything working so perfect one week to having the next week everything completely not crashing and just everything is going completely wrong?
Daylight savings time. Wait, here it comes. NWA Parade of Champions, March 31st, Ridgely Theater, 6025 Camp Bowie Boulevard, Fort Worth. See Jim Cornette, NWA World Champ Jack Stain, IHWE Champ Charlie Haas, ROH Tag Champ Ray Rowe, Noah and NJPW Star Lance Archer, and more. Ticket packages available now at NWAPOC2016.com. Witness the biggest NWA event of the year. The world will be watching the Metroplex.
I wish I had a voiceover voice.
You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
That's what he was going for.
Card subject to change.
Should have said that on the 60-second ad. I wouldn't have had to change it. Fucking Sabu. Damn it, Sabu.
You're a little racist.
Damn it, Sabu. You're fucking up my shit. Let's go to JT land.
All right, hold on a second. I'm just checking. I'm just editing a couple of things.
I see that.
Okay, we've got, let's go. Worst segment in the history of podcasting. Slim pickings from Fuck Money Boy this week. Olive Garden in the Olive Garden money sauce section. I have an idea. Make yourself the next me by buying my t-shirt. Should have stuck $100 bills in AJ's mouth. Hashtag raw. Hashtag National Cereal Day. Finally, my dinner gets some love.
Oh, that's just sad.
Yeah.
Watch when Fuck Money emulates Meat Sauce and Smokeza's new music video 100K with yours truly. Yeah, they were pretty slim pickings this week. But we got some action. We got some bonus from the cheek, so. Well, here comes the what is love? This is G's favorite part. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Go fuck yourself. And this one's for today. Break your back, fucking head. Okay, break your back. Hashtag daylight saving time. You big jabroni. Who deserved the camel clutch today? You guys here still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it freaks me out whenever I hear quiet. I'm not saying you guys have got to react, but I just didn't. I'm
actually finally getting around to eating. So
I didn't want to be talking and not found out I was dropped.
No, okay. I figured I'd eat during everybody else's segment.
Okay, hashtag GOP debate. Hey everybody, please go fuck yourself. Hashtag GOP debate. I break all you jabronis' backs. Cheap heat is the heat you get from Easy Way. And finally, from the Sheik tweets. Iron Sheik for president 2016, jabronis.
I'd vote for him.
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
Now here's I don't know if you guys saw this. I haven't read it, but I'd like to read this on air.
Please do, because I haven't read it yet.
Iron Sheik's letter to Hulk Hogan. So let me look that up. Dear Hulk Hogan, everything would load up at once. Dear Hulk Hogan, everybody know you, the All-America. You, the legend. You always try to eat the vitamin and say the prayer. You always put the fans first. Everyone knows forever I am the legend, and without Iron Sheik, there is no Hulkamania. I sell out the Madison Square Garden, and I did the honors for you and Mr. Kennedy McMahon when I could have broke your leg instead of the paved way for WrestleMania and New Generation.
But one day you tell me I owe you one, Sheiky baby. I never see that day. I never see the paycheck. The payback, sorry. Excuse me, burp. It's okay because I make it to the Hall of Fame. I pay for my due. This way, I am the legend. Hulk Hogan, even though sometimes you have you the half and half howdy-doody looking jabroni guitar player, still you are one of the boys. Today, the new generation don't know how you get the respect in life. It come, it go, nobody give a fuck about history. Only care what happens this second. That way I lose a lot of respect for the people that get the cheap heat. Cheap heat is the heat you get from the easy way. You make somebody look bad, that is cheap heat. This is why I have a problem with the Gawker. Oh, shit, what the fuck? Damn it. It just went off. What the hell? Okay, here we go. I just had to refresh it.
Sure.
Okay, move this over. The Gawker, you dumb, no good son of a bitch. You get the cheap heat. You don't respect the privacy. You have no class. Their fucking goddamn website. Okay. The Gawker, I'm going to restart the paragraph again. I'm sorry.
Sure.
The Gawker, you dumb, no good son of a bitch. You get the cheap heat. You don't respect the privacy. You have no class. You try to bury the people from the cheap heat. You are not the real. You are the jabroni of the earth. Not even the $100 million save you from make the world a bad place. You see what happens when you take the privacy away. I can't wait to see. I see Mr. Gawker. I suplex you, put you in camel clutch, break his back. I make him humble. I am the legend, and you will all see when you watch my movie. Everybody put me over big time because I am no jabroni. And then, of course, hashtag sheep movie.
That's the most coherent he's ever been.
I like the fact that he's like, oh, Mr. Gawker. It's like when Moe was selling the Flaming Moes and the guy comes in like, I represent Tipsy McStaggers. What's Mr. McStagger like?
Alrighty, so we got some kayfabe news. You want to know how Hogan is going to win this? Is going to win his lawsuit?
Sure, brother.
Legal experts predict Hogan to win trial via big boot leg drop. Surprise. let's see what else do we got. Oh, here we go. Jealous over Hall of Fame snub. Papa Shango's curses Godfather. All right, let's see. Here's another one. Cena confirms he will not compete. But still win at WrestleMania. Cena wins, LOL. Jericho and Styles regret booking shared hotel rooms in advance. WWE Roadblock, admit it. You didn't have Saturday night plans anyway.
That is why I watched it live.
That's it. That's it for kayfabe noobs. Or let me see. Let me just look to see. Yeah, everything looks like from last week. Like, cause there's the Undertaker Begins WrestleMania entrance that I talked about last week. So,
and it's still happening.
He's about halfway there.
I actually had triple booked myself for last night, and it's like, oh shit, the fucking WWE Network specials that night too. Damn it. But yeah. I was getting a tattoo when it started, so. Cantonese Corner with Noice. Without the echoes. Yeah, I figured you probably didn't have anything.
We always skip over Coaster.
I keep missing it, because the only thing there is that Stone Cold Prepare Your Mudhole thing. I see Sheamus, and I see Stone Cold, and it's like, okay, well, what's next? Shit I've read on the internet that may or may not be accurate, I believe to be true, with Jesse Ventura.
Mr. Ventura couldn't make it in, but I do have a special guest here. You guys might know him pretty well.
Is it redacted?
Oh, hey, it's that guy.
Yeah, he's got some things he wants to say. Take it away. Oh, okay.
We're gonna get sued for libel.
Joe Cena. While you're sitting there, hopefully as uncomfortable as you possibly can be, I want you to listen to me.
I want you to digest this just like I'm digesting these buffalo blue cheese popcorn. Because I have a lot of things I will have to get off my chest. I don't hate you, Joe. I don't even dislike you. I do like you. I like you a whole lot more than most of these guys in BWF, especially Coaster. I hate this idea that you're the best, because you're not. I'm the best. I'm the best in the world. There's one thing that you're... Hold on, sir. God, is it good. One thing you're better than I am is kissing JT's ass. You're as good as kissing JT's ass as Noyce is. I don't know if you're as good as G, though. He's a pretty good ass kisser. And always was and still is. Oh, he's awesome. Oops, I'm breaking the fourth wall.
That's the best use of the pipe of the whatever I've ever heard.
Oh, I can't even fucking keep up with this.
Oh, that was amazing.
Hey, Cole Cabana, how you doing?
He's still not even done yet. That's the best part.
Oh no, I'm done.
He can't even get through it. That's why he's done. Shit.
It's hard to eat and be in character.
It's time for story time with G.
Wait, you actually broke the fourth wall there. I thought you were just being George still.
Oh.
And it also says, audio is fucked. Go ahead and read it, Joe. Okay.
Audio is fucked, buddy. It's fucked, buddy. It's your fucked, buddy. Buddy. Friend.
My audio isn't that fucked. Shut up, JT. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, okay.
My audio isn't that fucked. I want people to understand it. Joe, please read it.
Okay, this is from Sean Marion Zero on Squared Circle Jerk. He says, just divorced my wife of 15 years because I realized she was in the crowd cheering the night fuckboy won the title in Philly. Ask me anything. It might hurt because she had Bailey's ass, Paige's tits, Summer's legs, Becky's accent, Sasha's tear ducts, Emma's face, and Asuka's fighting spirit. However, she had Nikki Bella's personality, Charlotte's mic skills, and Eva Marie's ring skills, so I'm not too disappointed. I knew something was up when I saw her use a Kevin Steen shirt to mop up a spill. Then I noticed that our sons had Uso merchandise. I tried to make it a rule not to allow that trash in my house. Then I put on the NXT network and watched this offshoot of NXT called Raw, and there she was cheering on Fuckboy as he punched a poor old senile man in the face and stole the title. I also noticed earlier in the night she was completely silent for Sasha Banks' performance. As a now single father of two, I will make sure to raise my children to be good Christian and Edge boys and worship their good, one true deity, Mauro Ranallo. All right.
Gee, are you still there?
Yeah, but these Filipino fuckers won't shut up at the hospital, so go ahead.
Can you just explain what slash UJ means on the circle jerk?
Unjerk.
I thought so, but I didn't know for sure. Thanks.
Okay. News is stupid, sexy Flanders. Kudos to AngryMarks.com, FuckSheamus.com, WatchGeorgeWatchPornOnHisPhone.com, JoeWatchRaw.liar, BritCuntsNews.Z's, DailyWrestlingNews.com, FindTripleH'sPenis.edu, BuyNoiseCantoneseBook.org, ExtraDressRuffles.FatGuy.Problems, LauraMoreMovies.ToiletPrepareYourAnus.edu, CoasterNeedsMoreBeer.GoFundMe.com, FixDixieCarter'sEyes.Kickstarter.ca, DontPissMavenFanOff.FL.gov, JT'sAlreadyDrunk.Tumblr.com, GTV.com, JoeReadsWhateverWePutHere.co.nz, Expensive, and, of course, CheapHeat.com. By the way, Coaster followed me over to the Think So Joe show. On Wednesday nights, she listens to that and tweets me while I'm on the air.
Has she called in? Or is that not a thing there?
We don't have call-in right now. We might eventually, but right now we don't. But, yeah, she tweets me throughout the show. But she doesn't tweet me on the show account. She tweets me on my personal account, and I don't realize it till after the show.
At least I'm just glad to know she's still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's still alive. She's constantly thinking of weird hashtag FFs for me every week. This week was, I was wedding dress shopping for some reason. Let me look at it up. See. Oh, shit. Here we go. More. Let's see.
Ray Traylor. Better.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Oh, no, wait. That was a couple. Oh, wait. Since he is a princess with a letter. No, that was last week. Shit. Where? Oh, okay. Okay. Hashtag FF at random redhead because he is trying on wedding dresses today. PS number 2 looks so pretty on you.
Ray Traylor. Okay. Ray Traylor, better known as the Big Boss Man, is going into the WWE Hall of Fame this year. John Traylor, a.k.a. JT, may or may not be going into the Board Wrestling Fan Hall of Fame.
Fuck you guys. I pay for this shit.
You pay for this, right, exactly. Yes, right.
It's going to be a fucking...
But Vince McMahon pays for that shit we watch on TV, and he's not in the Hall of Fame.
That's because he's not good.
A new WrestleMania 32 magazine has revealed the final two WWE Hall of Fame inductees for this year by listing Jacqueline Moore and Stan Hansen as members of the 2016 Hall of Fame class.
You know what's really let down by the Hall of Fame video packages? There used to be these really awesome things, but this week it's just been, hey, these guys said this guy's going in. Yay.
Yeah. I think this should say Motorhead Sympathy for the Devil. I think it's the Rolling Stones cover. Yeah. Sympathy for the Devil is now an official song for WrestleMania 32, joining Flo Rida's My House and Hello Friday with Jason Derulo.
Well, it's awesome that news is from WWE directly, so they fucked up the title at WWE.com.
Nice.
I'm surprised that Triple H let that go by.
Oh, he fired whoever did that.
But still hasn't been changed.
And by fired, he hit them in the head with a shovel.
Yeah, Triple H doesn't know enough about technology to change it back. That's why he doesn't understand what happens when you Google China. So it's just, they're fired, but it's still there because he can't change it.
WWE held a press conference to formally announce that WrestleMania 33 will be held in Orlando next year. I just realized how long ago it actually was that I went to Orlando for WrestleMania 24. I didn't realize it was that fucking long ago already.
This also breaking right now. They will also at that press conference announce Flo Rida's next year's song will be the theme for WrestleMania, and he will be performing.
Of course. At Tuesday's Orlando press conference, John Cena confirmed he will not be back from his shoulder rehab in time to compete at WrestleMania 32.
He'll still win.
That's what Kayfabe News told me. It is being reported that Universal Studios will have a WWE-themed restaurant and physical WWE Hall of Fame before WrestleMania takes place next year. Because, you know, wrestling works so well in Universal Studios.
TNA live from WWE.
and
WWE restaurant.
And WWE restaurants do very well, I'm told, too. It reports that WWE is building a physical Hall of Fame in Orlando. Maybe premature, though, as there are currently no discussions in the company about doing so. Apparently, the venue rumored to be the physical WWE Hall of Fame could wind up as an NBC Universal store instead. I guess we'll have to wait and see. Burt Ward is Nightwing. Sure. The plan as of right now seems to be to turn the New Day face at WrestleMania 32 and going forward.
This story, this next one was basically the best story I ever heard until I realized it probably wasn't happening.
Well, somebody commented on that previous story that the only question they have about that is, weren't they being treated like feces by most crowds before most crowds they perform in front of already? Allegedly, the New Day.
Exact quote. I never change anything.
This is
nothing gets doctored here.
This is what Mark was talking about. Allegedly, the idea New Day has for their entrance at WrestleMania 32 is to fly in on unicorns.
Okay.
Just don't let Vince Russo have anything to do with it.
We're going to put the tag team titles, and we're going to put them on the unicorn horns, and we're going to hang the unicorns from the poles.
Well, does that mean each unicorn is hanging from the other unicorn's pole, so it's like a human centipede or something?
Yeah.
Bro, there's a carnival not too far from here. They have these little stuffed unicorns. What we'll do is we'll take those, and we'll stuff the belts inside of them, and then we'll hang those on the pole, and the first team to get it off the pole and then hack it open with a machete and take the belt out will also have to get out of the ring and then drive a forklift up the ramp and then lift their partner up on top of the Titantron to cocaine's a hell of a drug, bro.
Well, I got this one. We'll take over. We'll go back to the ring. We'll crawl into the carcass of the unicorn and stay warm in that alien winter planet.
The winner is the one who doesn't die of hypothermia.
Use the force, bro.
Shawn Michaels could either be a special guest referee for the Triple H versus Roman Reigns match, or he could lead a faction of old school wrestlers down to the ring for a run-in during a match.
Presumably the Shane McMahon one.
I guess. Who knows? WWE has legitimately sold 84,000 tickets for WrestleMania, which will be their legit attendance record, even though they've long promoted a worked number of 93,173 for WrestleMania 3. The real attendance was closer to 78,000. The feeling is WWE will give a worked number of 100,000 or more just to make sure that this year's attendance breaks the record for WrestleMania 3. I actually saw an article the other day where somebody took some photos of other events from the Pontiac Silverdome and compared them to the picture of WrestleMania 3 and compared what the attendance for those events would have been to WrestleMania 3 and said that just based on the actual attendance capacity for Pontiac Silverdome and what those other events drew, that he really believed that 93,000 was probably closer to the actual number. But who knows? That's long been contested and will probably long continue to be contested. Sami Zayn is set to be part of the main roster going forward.
As well he should be.
Yes. I just hope we get a one-on-one with those two at WrestleMania, but it's probably not going to happen.
Nope, not happening.
Tom Clute on Twitter says, attorney asks somewhat seriously if anyone was upset when Hogan slammed Andre the Giant or when he became Hollywood Hogan. And Jasper J. Fenway, Japsper, I can't even fucking read that name.
Just
Citizen
Kane.
Yeah, at Citizen Kane. Juror number 27 dismissed, says he felt betrayed by Hogan's heel turn on WCW. Why do you have to do Savage like that? They were buds. Apparently, this is actual shit from the Gawker trial.
Yeah, apparently there are people who got out by being marks.
Nice.
Breaking news. Some people are stupid.
Why did he
this
do
just
that?
In. This just in. No, they're still stupid.
The whole and
yes, their name is also Mark.
Hilarious.
Sorry, Mark. Mark is not related to them. I repeat, Mark's name does not mean he's related to them. Just to clear that up.
My best friend is Triple H.
A legal setback for Hulk Hogan in the Gawker lawsuit. His lawyers are not allowed to reference or offer in evidence anything to do with the Erin Andrews case. They wanted to use her case as a point of comparison of celebrities being filmed naked without their consent, but the judge ruled it as inadmissible. Tom Clute on Twitter says, Hulk Hogan, quote, I do not have a 10-inch penis. Terry Bollea's penis is not 10 inches. Draws Snickers, including from the Gawker camp.
He drew Snickers?
Yeah, apparently so.
Like I'm just picturing him with a little sketchbook just drawing little pictures of candy bars.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't need to be 10 inches. It still satisfies.
Uh, This is, we actually read this whole statement earlier, but Iron Sheik is actually supporting Hulk Hogan in his lawsuit. As the Hulk Hogan trial continues, Linda Hogan denies the Hulkster's claim she insulted and humiliated him daily. She says, "Seems like everything with Hulk is Linda made me do it, or it's Linda's fault. His testimony is false. Hulk has a tendency to say whatever he thinks he needs to say in his many different lawsuits. If he thinks that, we'll win the day." Brutus the Barber Beefcake, or Ed Leslie, if you will, is pissed that Hulk Hogan brought up his wife during the Gawker sex tape trial. "I'd like to defend my wife at Barbie Beefcake and call out at Hulk Hogan to tell the truth. The real reason we aren't friends or get in the ring. This is unreal. Why would my wife be brought up in the Hogan sex trial? Shit's about to go down if the real truth comes out." Coincidentally or not, Hulk Hogan tweeted this: "Feels like I've been down selling and it's really, really time to Hulk up. Make that huge comeback and drop the biggest leg ever, brother."
I'd love to see that. Just him just Hulk up and try and leg drop something.
He just starts shaking his head furiously and then just points to the jury.
He looks at the judge and just does the, you know, waves his finger at the judge.
Punches the Goyer locker, punches the Gawker lawyer 3 times. Irish whips him into the bench.
Big boot, leg drop.
Yeah. In a recent edition of Talk Is Jericho, Christian says he never officially retired, although he's accepted the fact that he will probably never wrestle again.
Damn.
Rhino.
One more match.
Rhino, you know that guy, he's running for office in Dearborn, Michigan. He says he's close to finalizing a WWE Legends deal.
That'd be nice.
WWE has started to book talent for the Global Cruiserweight Series, sending out letters telling people they've been selected for the show. Presumably, they're also being told to set aside the dates and not be booked for other shows when the GCS will be taped. Breaking: Hulk Hogan's penis is still predetermined. WWE is said to be heavily interested in signing Kazuchika Okada, although New Japan Pro Wrestling is trying to offer him a 5-year deal to counteract that. In general, WWE is aggressively seeking international talent, including top stars from other Japanese promotions and stars of AAA who work in Lucha Underground.
Yeah, I just have 2 quick things on this. Apparently the story goes that someone high up realized he's tall, and that's why they're interested, because they've only just realized that he's a tall dude.
Jeez.
Another thing is Kalisto. He gets a lot of shit for mentioning Eddie and Rey Mysterio. I think it's more bad that they only have 2 Latino stars. It's not that he's mentioning Latinos, it's that he's mentioning the same 2. They only have 2.
Right.
But I just love the idea that someone realized Okada's tall.
WWE won a $23,387,360.76 default judgment. That's a very specific number. Against CTH Limited this week because the Thailand television station owed them back royalties and had stopped paying.
Jesus Christ, how many royalties? How long do you go without paying to rack up that much of a debt?
Mm-hmm. Christopher Daniels is now performing as the lead villain in the Waterworld stunt show at Universal Studios and has also taken on some backstage production agent duties for Ring of Honor shows along with BJ Whitmer.
There's a Waterworld stunt show?
Apparently so.
Like, Waterworld is a great movie.
Can you shut your whore mouth? That was shit.
That's not what I heard.
Oh, yes, it was terrible.
This comes from Patty Poopants at Squared Circle on Reddit. He has a theory that Shane McMahon doesn't know that wrestling is fake. From the way Shane throws real punches, it's pretty obvious that nobody told him. My theory is that Vince just never had the heart to give the Boy Wonder the kayfabe talk when he was young, that everything Daddy does is just entertainment. Shane has since gone on to fight and beat some of the biggest stars in the industry under the illusion that he is really fighting and winning, All the while, Vince threatening his employees to keep up the charade around his son to spare his feelings.
I can buy that. His punches are pretty bad.
Fact.
Comet TV now has a free live web stream.
That's what Calgary people say, fact.
Yes, they do. Comet TV now has a free live web stream that you can use to watch Ring of Honor on Wednesday nights if you don't get the channel or have a Sinclair's affiliate. Kind of defeats the purpose of an ROH ringside membership, if you ask me, although if you still get, although you still get the merchandise discount and the first chance at tickets for upcoming events. Speaking of ROH, though, here are two previews for the next episode, which we don't have. Yay.
The first preview for ROH begins with the words Lucha Underground.
Yeah, imagine that. Lucha Underground is close to a deal with Netflix to put the entire first season up on the service. Sales of season 1 or 2 are being pushed heavily on iTunes. G noticed that Lucha Underground is now up on iTunes in Canada, so that's good, Smurf fuckers. Breaking news on the TNA Impact Wrestling, or bad news for TNA on the Impact Wrestling rating. This week's show did 222,000 viewers and a .06 in the 18 to 49 demo, down 14% and 25% from last week's 258,000 viewers and .08. Maybe Jeff Hardy being back next week will give them a boost.
I don't know. If Kurt Angle's retirement match didn't bring in a boost, then Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I tuned in for Kurt Angle's match with Lashley to the replay of the show, not the show itself. But still, I just happened to be on my phone. I'm like, oh, look, I can watch Pop TV when I'm not home. I'm like, oh, hey, Impact's on. I could probably still catch Kurt's match. Mr. Ken Anderson did an indie show recently and said he was done with TNA. Apparently, TNA released him for unprofessional conduct at the last taping in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Apparently, here's some additional details about his firing. His drug test came back positive for pills he didn't have a prescription for. TNA officials noted he was acting odd backstage at the taping, and his match with Eric Young was cut short after an audible was called by the company. This caused Anderson to freak out and yell at officials backstage. Though the ratings for Total Divas thought the ratings for Total Divas couldn't sink any lower to... Yeah, fuck, I can't even talk right now. Thought the ratings for Total Divas couldn't sink any lower after last week? They just did. Last night's show did 580,000 viewers and a .25 in the 18 to 49 demo, down 1% and 24% from the week before. It's just another in a long series of declines week over week since the current season debuted. They still did better than Impact, though.
They're probably going to get bumped for some random shit I found on Reddit by this point.
Total fucking Divas on hiatus till next week, but until then, we bring you this. This is from Gripgetter on Squared Circle Jerk on Reddit. What the fuck did you just fucking say about me, you little mark? I'll have you know I graduated top of my class in Squared Circle and have been involved in numerous secret raids on the Reigns Defense Squad, and I have over 300 confirmed downvotes. I am trained in guerrilla booking, and I'm the top circle jerker in the entire SC Neckbearded Forces. You are nothing to me but just another mark. I will vote you the fuck down with ruthless aggression the likes of which has never been seen before on this earth. Mark my fucking words. You think you could get away with saying that shit about Steen to me over the internet? Think again, fucker. As we speak, I am contacting my secret network of real fans across the USA, and your IP is being traced right now, so you better prepare for the storm, Mark. The storm that wipes out the pathetic little thing you call your post. You're fucking dead, kid. I could be anywhere, anytime, and I can downvote you in over 700 ways. And that's just while we're watching Lucha Underground. Not only am I extensively trained in booking better than the E, but I have access to the entire arsenal of shit Squared Circle says about Reigns on every post, and I will use it to its full extent to wipe your miserable post off the face of this continent, you little shit. If only you could have known what unholy retribution your little clever comment was about to bring down upon you. Maybe you would have held your fucking tongue. But you couldn't. You didn't. And now you're paying the price, you goddamn idiot. I will sweat fury from my neckbeard all over you, and you will drown in it. You're fucking dead, Mark. Yeah, why the heck not? Last Tuesday on Total Divas, Paige conceals a lie from her mother, Nikki.
That's for next week, dude.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
That's what the whole next week hiatus thing meant.
That okay, fuck that then.
Fuck that.
Those are the actual summaries. That's what actually happened.
Gotcha.
I'm not looking that shit up later. If I see it once, that's it. It's a one-time deal.
Land of 1,000 G's. Unless G wants me to do it.
I don't know how long my audio will stand here. Can you hear me or am I still in a wind tunnel?
Yeah, no, we can hear you fine right now.
All right. I'm shocked it even worked this week. And all right, guys, check out this hysterical Jay Lethal promo where he does an amazing Ric Flair impression. I'm sure you've never seen it before. Tomorrow, I'll be posting this amazing GIF or GIF of Elix Skipper doing her karate off the top of a cage. Your eyes will be amazed. WrestleMania spoiler confirmed. Hall of Fame inductee Big Boss Man will not attend.
Aww.
Where the fuck is Roman? Oh, I totally stole this one earlier. Where the fuck is Roman? How am I supposed to complain about every little thing he does when he's not even on Raw? Fuck this company. They make me watch 3 hours of garbage every week and don't even have the fuckboy to show up so I can complain about it. And keep it appropriate. Roman Reigns invented daylight savings time to make it even closer to his inevitable WrestleMania victory. Fuckboy turning the cocks ahead so he can jam them into our ass. See you next week.
Yes. Well, we made it through. That was fun.
It was slow going at first, but we made it.
We did it. We survived. Another daylight savings episode. These are always fucking hell.
See you again in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Is that when yours go ahead? Your clocks?
No, that's when yours go ahead.
No, ours just went ahead.
Oh, then that's when mine goes ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say,
that's
ours
just... confusion was, because I know mine is at the end of the month.
I was going to say, ours just literally went ahead last night. Like,
yeah.
It made my awkward weekend end quicker, so... Oh, well.
I'll log on at 6 and wonder where the fuck you guys are.
Yeah. Nah, well, we'll message you before the show next week instead of during. Like, oh, look, Mark missed us again because of daylight savings time. Because I was listening to last year's daylight savings episode and you were late because you didn't know. Oh, well, anybody with anything else to add?
No.
No? Okay. I'm at ThinkSoJoe. For at G of the Internet, at Random Redhead, at Mark underscore Noise, at Random Double underscore Zero, we are at Brugrislington. What was that?
My Twitter handle has changed. It is now L Generic Co.
L Generic Co. I'd imagine COE.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then let me stop this and restart the ending of the damn show now.
Oh, I just derailed the whole fucking thing.
You did, you bastard. That's why I have a mixing board with faders on it now, so I can just stop shit whenever I want to. All right, so I am at ThinkSoJoe for at Random Redhead, at G of the Internet, at Mark underscore Noise, at El Generico. We are at Board Wrestling Fan on Twitter. That's Board Wrestling Fan without vowels. Facebook.com/Board Wrestling Fan. Listen to this podcast every Sunday live at 2 p.m. Eastern on BoardWrestlingFan.com. Or if you can't listen live, you can download this podcast at iTunes, Blueberry, Cheap Heat, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are sold. We'll see you next week.
Breaking. Coaster just signed to WWE and is now at Zany Sam. I repeat, at Zany Sam.